It's 88.5 KCSN, and Blitz and Trapper has stopped by to do a live session. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much.
You're veterans. You've been here before. You've come to the land of the Orange Grove, and you know your way. Seven, the new album, we're going to get into talking about it and figuring out. No, we're not going to figure it out. Having looked into the record and looked into things you've already said about it, we're not going to figure out anything today, but we'll at least do our best.
We're going to grow as people, though, as we try.
Yes. Yeah. We will hopefully come out of this a little more learned than we went into it, or even more confused. But both's worth listening to, so why don't we hear a song, and we can start that great discourse in just a moment. What do you want to start off with?
We're going to start off with Every Loved Ones.
You got it. It's 88.5 KCSN.
It was just as I was leaving, throw some change up on the bar. She caught my eye through the swinging door. She was standing out by my car. I said, I thought you moved to the city, girl. No, I never did find the time. I've been wasting away at my sister's place, just north of the county line. Gazed out across the gravel lot to the road that leads to town. Thinking on the ways that have broke your heart, yeah, thinking how it all went down. And I said, it's a strange thing to see now. I've been running so long on the same old ground. Gonna rattle these chains till the morning light. If I ever loved once, you know I never loved right by you. Turnpike, where the whole world turns to sky. I took her hand, but she drew away like a bird getting ready to fly. She said, I ain't so young, and I've met someone. He's a rock that just don't roll. And I gotta find out if you only love once, or does love keep coming to call? Cause it's a strange thing to see you now. I've been running so long on the same old ground. Chains till the morning light. If I ever loved once, you know I never loved right by you. Ooh, 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 ooh. There's a half-built house in the potter's field. All the timbers turn to gray. There's an old brown dog living on the porch. I seen him just the other day. Well, I laid those planks and I drove those nails, but he never did satisfy. And a man must forfeit all he owns for a glimpse at the reason why. Cause it's a strange thing to see you now. I've been running so long on the same old ground. Gonna rattle these chains till the morning light. If I ever loved once, you know I never loved right. It's a strange thing to see you here. If the world's gone by, then you better lend it here. Gonna rattle these chains till the morning light. If I ever loved once, you know I never loved right by you.
KCSN joined today with Blitz and Trapper live in session, having come off a great show in town the other night, and in support of the new album Seven. At this point, I love a band that comes in with their own self-proclaimed individualized handle, and you guys have delivered Rocky Mountain Whoop-Ass. And it's great because now, you know, you no longer have to be bored with questions like, well, how would you describe your music?
It really was.
I don't even know who made that up. We didn't.
No, it was some fan.
Somebody else said that.
Yeah, that said it to us, and somehow it found its way into the media. And it's been great, yeah. Yeah, we no longer have to feel those kinds of questions. We learned that you could say it on the radio, and
yeah.
it's been rippling out.
And when you say it, you know, when you're on our end, on the receiving end, you go, yeah, that's kind of what they are, yeah. So kudos to that fan, because they've saved you a lot of inane questions. God bless. But with that, I'll ask at least one or two inane questions a typical interview. It appears, you know, in this one, you guys always have, I guess, I don't really know how to describe your lyrical sensibilities. They're your own. But it sounds like this time around, you wanted to tie it to a music that was combining twang and some beats and bar fights all in the same key. A little bit of the beat, a little bit of the funk seemed to be a conscious effort on this one. Was that the case?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We wanted to make something that was like, get you move a little bit, you know?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah.
A little booty shaking and a little thinking.
Yeah.
Well, and therein lies a big difference between how that form is typically presented.
Yeah.
It's either below the waist or above the neck, and you guys want to... I guess now it might be, what would you call that?
The abdomen.
Midsection music? We'll come up with another handle today. You'll walk out of here, you know, with every description you need and you won't ever have to worry again. The funk part, though, seemed to be, like, in there. Now, was that something, were you guys listening to funk music recently? Were there things that might have piqued your interest and said, you know what, let's throw that into the soup?
Yeah, I mean, I like soul music and, like, grooves type stuff, J.J. Cale, you know, stuff like that. Just stuff that, like, grooves along, you know, and then just, like, certain hip-hop that I listen to and stuff like that.
So our bass player, Mike, who helped Eric produce it, is really into funk or, you know, funk sort of elements, groove elements. And so you might hear his hand in this record more than some of the previous ones.
So he was the last one to leave the studio.
I know you have to talk to Eric about it. Eric probably is always the last
one. He was the last one to leave the studio then. the mixes were suddenly like, hey, wait a minute, there's a heavy groove there. I don't remember that when we left the studio. That's all right. You know, that's a reward for staying up late, at least in some cases. You guys have been only out this, what, 4 or 5 weeks on this leg of the tour? Only.
Yeah, we did a month earlier where we spun around the country and went out to the East Coast. And so we just started up our West Coast leg a few days ago.
So you're fresh.
We're relatively fresh.
Relatively fresh, which is...
This is as fresh as we get.
Well, we're going to discuss that in a moment because I also noticed in the advance of this record, you guys cleaned up and got dressed up real good. And I'm gonna want to find out more of that because, you know... pretend then that this is like an e-television interview where it's all going to be about the fashion sensibilities.
That's what people like.
Yeah. We'll somehow work it into the pop culture, you know, zeitgeist, so that we're talking about just your clothes in a moment. But why don't we hear another song so we can focus on what I guess you guys want to focus on, which is the music. Am I correct in that assumption?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. What do you want to play next?
A song about our fashion and our facial hair.
We're going to do Valley of Death.
I know what I mean to get knocked down drunk. I was lying in a bush by the cove, where the river runs deep and the demons don't sleep and the water's obscured by the smoke. Well, I drug myself to the river's edge and I drank like a dog on the sand. Burned my tongue, my whole head got spun, and I stood on a stone and I spoke to the wind and the rain. Said I know what it means to get left for dead. When the saints rise up at the sound, when the spirits all unload in the chains and the shoes and the crack of the guns all around. I know how it is to get all dressed up, nobody with nowhere to go, with a pip in your vest and some pills on your tongue and a gun looking out across the valley of the shadow below. drums and I preached to the birds till a crowd had started to form. My disciples came through the wind and the rain and the rags and the jackets all torn. Well, I prophesied of the things to come and I jumped like a bug on a wall till my head it went through with the river strange brew and I sunk to my knees in the breeze and I started to pray. I said, hey, you know I ain't got a damn thing to say. With a head full of booze, ain't nothing to lose, for a creature was made out of clay. Yes, I said, I know what I mean to get left for dead when the saints rise up at the sound. When the spirits all move in the chains and the shoes and the crack of the guns all around. I know how it is to get all dressed up, and nobody would know where to go. With a fifth in your vest and some pills on your tongue, looking out across the shadow below.
It's 88.5 KCSN, and we're live with Blitz and Trapper. We joked moments ago about the fact that coming into this campaign, I saw a new sense of style, at least in some photos and videos. And I went back and looked at them again, and I tried to figure out, like, okay, what am I seeing there in that? What's the inspiration? And I came away with, it's sort of like the time if Farron Young was the leader of the band instead of Morris Day. I want to know from you, Farron Young. He's one of those guys who wear all the nudie suits back in the day.
Oh, I wish we had nudie
suits. He really, awesome. You know, that man would walk onto the Grand Ole Opry stage and everything would be just right, just right. Where did you guys, did you have somebody who helped, someone who has a fashion sense that said, you know, you guys would look good like this?
Well, my father has been telling me since like 2000, you know, you guys would look really sharp if you just dressed up nice, just put on some suits and look nice. People love that. And I think we eventually were like, yeah, he's right.
No, I just got it from JT.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake is.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Justin said, you know, when you heard him talking about suits,
I could do that, you know.
And so
I don't really look that good in a suit, but
how did it feel? Were you like my kids when we make them wear a tie? Were you guys like, oh, my neck itches?
Yeah, I don't hate, like it. I hate don't ties. Like it. I hate them so
well,
much.
Well, we're not wearing suits that JT wears. I mean,
no.
Well, he wears like a bow tie, but I don't trust people who wear bow ties.
No, or suspenders.
No.
Yeah.
Certain suspenders are okay.
Eric wears a bolo tie.
I'll wear a bolo tie.
Bolo tie is always good. Now, Farron Young had about 150 bolo ties, so
okay.
We need to check this guy out.
I'm going to find you some old pictures of Farron Young to take you on your way so that you can sit there and go, he's right. That could be a soul inspiration in terms of our style.
Speaking of style, you and I have the exact same shoes.
We do have the exact same shoes. So see, clearly, your father and my father... Does he bug you about haircuts still?
Yeah, I can't wait to see what he says about my beard when I get out there.
Today. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to see him today in the desert. Yeah.
You know, Brian, you would look great in that suit if you would only shave your beard.
you never escape certain parts of life. It'll go with you forever. I'm going to ask, you know what? Yeah, I am going to ask this question because it's a little oblique. But I think I'm in a room with people that relate to oblique issues. I'm just going to feel comfortable asking it. With this batch of songs, you know, there's often comparisons, and I hope this is a comparison that you appreciate, to the band.
Yeah.
And I started thinking, with the way after 6-7 albums now, you have to come into it and say, okay, what are we going to do different that's really us? If you were to walk into Big Pink, if you can imagine yourselves walking into Big Pink back in the day in Woodstock, and there's Robbie and Levon and Rick et al. And Garth, and you're saying, I got these ideas for songs, guys. How would you have brought these songs into the studio and want to lay it on a band like that, that more or less set a touchstone? How did you walk into the studio with this group of musicians and say, I got these ideas for songs. How does this fit? Or does it just come organically? Do you guys just find songs when you get into the playing and recording process?
I write songs all by myself, and I usually have the entire arrangements in my brain before I even start playing it.
And how do you articulate that when you come into the room? Is it just done by demonstrating through music?
Generally.
Well, or do you say, demos. I want to go this way?
He's got demos already.
No, I record demos. Yeah. I mean, I'll usually have like 30 songs I've already recorded. And I just bring it in and we sort of work out rhythm sections, how we're going to do it in the studio, stuff like that.
Have there been times when the rest of you guys have gone, Eric, we sort of get where you're at with this one. Help us figure it out. Or is that like every song?
No, I think it's generally articulated really clearly. This is the whole reason we started this band, was to take Eric's recordings and make them stand up and, you know, get people to find out about this kind of music. So
it's more like there'll be certain songs that don't make it on the record. You know, like the record becomes the songs that everybody kind of agrees upon usually.
And it's something now where you have that, I guess, that innate ability to communicate with each other, where almost instantly you will hear a demo and you're all locking into, okay, I hear where I can take this and I hear what I'm going to bring to this.
Yeah, for the most part. And I think Eric even arranges his recordings with, you know, we've been working together for so long. He knows what the capabilities of the band are and like what each person's strengths. So it always feels like, you know, you're hearing this recording that this guy made, and it's like, oh yeah, this is Bliss and Trapper music, you know.
And but to your credit, you know, we talked about we joked about the Rocky Mountain whoop ass handle. Fact of the matter is that within every album, you guys do much like the band before you stretch out in a different direction. So there's not what you could consider like this just standard idea of what's a Blitz and Trapper song. Blitz and Trapper songs can go a lot of different directions. That takes a certain flexibility as musicians, I'm guessing, and you guys have to have continually expand your own sense of your musical vocabulary. Is this the case?
Yeah, I mean, it keeps things interesting and challenging, and that's, you know, we like to be challenged. We like to have a lot going on. But yeah, I didn't know how to play at all, you know, 14 years ago or whenever we started. So I think Eric has been a really good musician forever, but I'm sure he's got stuff like in this new batch of songs. There's a bunch of stuff where he has to play riffs while he's singing, and that was a little bit of a challenge for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, once you guys have realized, quote unquote, the songs, and then you take them on the road, is it a continually evolving process? Do you find the songs find in different lives once you've played them in front of people, and they might go in either minor or major changes?
Yeah, they definitely change a lot live. I mean, sort of figure out how it works for the crowd or for us or whatever, yeah.
And depending on the crowds themselves, because we always know that night in, night out, you may not have the same, you know, crowd in front of you. There are some towns where it can be a tough room.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, there's a lot of towns like that.
And typically the dynamics would always change, you know, arranging something from the record to a live setting, but on this new one there's a lot of actual content that changes every night because we're jamming a lot more than we previously do, you know, and so sometimes jams will happen once that we'll probably never get back to again, but it's a really gratifying process.
Hope the digital recording, I was about to say tape, I hope the digital recording's rolling when you have those jams that you think, man, that was awesome.
I do too.
Yeah.
Well, the digital recording is going to be happening today, so whatever we capture in this next song, we'll be able to document for all time. So what do you think you want to come up with to perhaps, you know, this may be the only time and place where you ever play this next song the way you're going to play it. So what song is it going to be? Yet.
Let's jam it out, whatever. Yeah.
We're going to do Don't Be a Stranger.
You got it. It's Blitz and Trapper on 88.5 KCSN.
This heart of mine is burning slow. My time is yet to come, to come. So darling, don't you be cross with me. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
KCSN. It's Don't Be a Stranger from Seven, the latest from Blitz and Trapper. I want to thank you guys for coming by now.
Thank you for having us.
You're heading to the desert, right?
Yeah, we're going to Pioneer Town.
Yeah.
Papillion Harriet's.
Which I think it's just, this is their 10th anniversary week.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think it's their celebrating. We had Lucinda Williams in Sunday night, and she had played there. And this is their 10th anniversary week, so you're part of a special week out there.
Well, that's fantastic. It's a very unique setting to get to play some rock music. So excited.
All we know is that Lucinda and her band came back hurting.
Yeah, it's
we had them here the day after, and they admitted they were hurting a little bit. So. What that means for you guys getting in and out of Pioneer Town, you know, take heed.
Okay, we will. We'll drink lots of water.
Exactly. Prepare accordingly for tomorrow. Well, today it was great, and we always like having you come back and appreciate it, and we're glad that we were able to have Blitz and Trapper live on KCSN. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.